Nolte, Establishment Media Reverse Course to Blast Elizabeth Warren Over DNA Fiasco. By John Nolte on October 17, 2018. Senator Elizabeth Warren's, DMA, rollout of her DNA test has been such a train wreck that even the establishment media have been forced to reverse course and admit to it. As hard as the media worked to cover and lie for her for over those first 24 hours, the unassailable facts have forced them to throw in the towel. The science is settled, Elizabeth Warren is a fake Indian. Here's a quick list of the headlines Warren is dealing with today. Washington Post, Elizabeth Warren angers prominent Native Americans with politically fraught DNA test. CNN, Elizabeth Warren might have actually made things worse with her DNA gambit. CBS News, Elizabeth Warren criticized for releasing DNA report. Politico, Warren stumbles with Native American rollout. HuffPost, why white Americans love to claim Native ancestry. The Hill, Dem strategist says Warren taking DNA test was tone-deaf. New York Times, Elizabeth Warren's DNA results draw rebuke from Trump and raise questions. USA Today, Cherokee Nation slams Senator Elizabeth Warren DNA test as inappropriate and wrong. Boston Globe, Elizabeth Warren defends decision to release DNA test. Compare those headlines to the headlines Monday morning when Warren rolled out her carefully planned assault on Trump using her DNA results. Keep in mind that part of Team Warren's careful planning involved alerting the media beforehand. This allowed every establishment media outlet to coordinate and execute a plan that would spin this into vindication and a big victory for Warren over Trump. Remember, our establishment media is the communication arm of the Democrat Party. So all of them got the talking points ahead of time and tried diligently to stick to them. All of this is painfully obvious in these Monday morning headlines. ABC News, Elizabeth Warren reveals proof of Native American ancestry. AP, Warren DNA shows Native American heritage. CNN, Elizabeth Warren releases DNA test with strong evidence of Native American ancestry. BBC, Elizabeth Warren, DNA test finds strong evidence of Native American blood. USA Today, Warren DNA shows Native American heritage. NBC News, Elizabeth Warren releases DNA results indicating she has Native American heritage. Boston Globe, Warren reveals test confirming ancestry. Here is my favorite flip-flop. The far-left Daily Beast on Monday, breaking, Elizabeth Warren releases her DNA test, yes, she is Native American. The far-left Daily Beast on Wednesday, Elizabeth Warren's DNA stunt alienates Native Americans. So there she is, lying in the dark grinning, rubbing her hands together. Because she can see 2020 from her wigwam. Better still, in her mind's eye she can see President Trump on defense for days as the media pummel him as an Indian giver over his $1 million bet. Oh, yes, at long last someone will get the best of Trump, and it will be me. Me, I tell you. Me. And I will leap to the top of the presidential polls and destroy Trump in 2020, and be the first woman president and the first Cherokee president and redistribute the wampum and. In the immortal words of Bugs Bunny, sheesh, what a maroon. Let me tell you the mistake Warren made. Oh, yes, she made quite a few, but here is the big one, the only one that mattered. Warren believes she still lives in a world where the establishment media can set the narrative. There is no other explanation for this fiasco. She actually thought that if she lined up the dinosaurs, the Boston Globe, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post and the rest, that she could magically get away with passing her junk science off as proof she is not a godless liar. 10 years ago, she probably would have gotten away with it. Today? No way. New media is just too good at what we do. And it certainly helps when we have the facts on our side. And in the case of Warren's DNA test, the facts are not only devastating to Warren, they are fatal to her 2020 presidential aspirations. The truth is that Warren's DNA test, just like all the documentary evidence of the past, only proved Warren a liar with no more Native blood in her than the average white American. She might even have less. And even that is not exactly true because, get this, her DNA test did not even use American Indian samples. The samples came from Peru, Mexico, and Colombia. Sure, back in 08, Just as the media was able to shoot down Barack Obama's known associations with racists and domestic terrorists, just as they were able to wrist flick his illegal drug use, they might have been able to put this controversy to bed for Warren, to declare it old and settled news. But it is not 2008 anymore, and if Warren is incapable of grasping that simple fact, she has no business running for president. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.